This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington, where a state funeral will be held on Friday for former President Ronald Reagan. The event comes at the end of a week of mourning, starting in California, where the 40th president died over the weekend. NPR's Ina Jaffe starts our coverage in Los Angeles.
There will be many stages to Ronald Reagan's final journey, each one marked with traditional military ritual. Today, a motorcade will take him from a Santa Monica funeral home to his presidential library in Simi Valley, northwest of Los Angeles. There, the public will be allowed to file past the casket to pay their respects until Tuesday evening. At a news conference yesterday in Santa Monica, Joanne Drake, Mr. Reagan's chief of staff, explained the principle behind the days of elaborate ceremony to come.
President Reagan, as you know, was a man of the people. And it was really important to him that people have an opportunity to pay their respects if they wanted. And we worked really hard to work a California phase into that for the public in order to do that, in addition to the opportunity in Washington.
The body of the former president will be flown to Washington on Wednesday. There will be a departure ceremony when his body leaves the library, another when the plane takes off from a military airbase nearby. The plane will land at Edwards Air Force Base, and there will be a formal funeral procession to the Capitol. In the final stage of that, Mr. Reagan's casket will be transferred to a horse-drawn caisson. Barbara Owens, an officer with the Military District of Washington, said it would look very much like President Kennedy's funeral procession in 1963.
If you're familiar with where the ellipse is in Washington, D.C., there a joint casket team will remove the casket from the hearse, place it on a horse-drawn caisson from the Old Guard, and then that will go up Constitution Avenue to the Capitol.
There, Ronald Reagan's body will lie in state. The public will be able to view the casket through the night and all the next day. Approximately 100,000 mourners are expected to do so. On Friday morning, there will be a state funeral at the National Cathedral. Mr. Reagan's body will then be flown home to California for a private sunset burial ceremony on the grounds of the library. Again, Joanne Drake.
I would say he's one of the best presidents this country has ever had, and I think he deserves no less than this type of tribute.
Though the formalities will not begin until later today, those whose lives were touched by Ronald Reagan have been reminiscing and reflecting this weekend. At the Bel Air Presbyterian Church, Ronald and Nancy Reagan's church, there was a moment of silence on Sunday, a prayer, and an exchange of memories. Until 8 years ago, said Pastor Roger Dermody, the Reagans attended services here faithfully.
Tried to participate as much as someone of his stature could in this place. Someone who tried to make as much time as he could for the different well-wishers, even walking in. They sort of had a row, called it sort of Reagan's row, walking in and out of the sanctuary and whatnot. And he would always pause as long as he could without missing the service to talk to someone, to shake some hands, to smile, to have a greeting and whatnot, and then go on in and worship. But he just had a good heart.
More tributes to former President Reagan have been pouring in from dignitaries across the country and around the world. But many Americans who never met him have also been demonstrating their sense of loss, leaving flowers and other tokens at his birthplace in Tampico, Illinois, and his boyhood home in Dixon, and at his alma mater, Eureka College, and of course, outside his presidential library. The library is closed now, but the array of mementos piled at the entrance at the bottom of the hill has grown steadily. Flowers and cowboy hats and jelly beans and letters and cards filled with respect and affection. Among the most stunning additions yesterday were 40 large American flags flanking each end of the display. It was a labor of love by Casey Cayola.
I work for Home Depot, and I went to my boss yesterday when I heard the news, and he gave me 10 flags. And then this morning when I got up, I said, I got to put more, so he gave me more flags. I went down to work, picked them up, and came back up here and put them all up. So I've been here all day. It's been very nice to be part of the history.
Despite the patriotic nature of her tribute, Casey Cayola's impressions of Ronald Reagan focused not on his politics, but on his personal qualities.
Just his humor, you know, those one-liners, you know, and stuff, and the love he had for Nancy and just making a difference in people's lives.
And it's Ronald Reagan's warmth and optimism, not his political achievements, that his admirers will be reminded of when they visit his gravesite here in years to come. As they file past a simple crypt planted with greenery, they can read one of his quotes inscribed on the wall there. "I know in my heart that man is good, that what is right will always eventually triumph, and there's purpose and worth to each and every life." Not a word about politics. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.